started?
Yeah.
This is episode, what, 5 of Niggas Are Old. Like, subscribe, share, all that good shit. Rate us. Follow the Facebook page. You already know. So this week, Rice is not here. She's living her best life in freaking Atlanta, and we stuck here in the Bronx. So we got some special guests.
Yo, yo, yo.
My nigga, Trenier.
You know the vibes, man. Back to my roots. Follow me on IG, Twitter, Snapchat, all that good shit. Back to my roots. That's B-A-C-K, the number 2, my roots, and then with a Z.
All right. And then we got the producer. We got Jason today. We gave him a mic this week.
Hello.
Jason.
What?
All right. Y'all know Jason. We just going to leave it like that. Fuck it. Duh. All right. So we're going to get straight into the topics. Who you want to talk about first? Porsche, your girl Porsche.
Let's go right to it. Porsche Williams is her last name.
Yeah. All right, so I fucks with Trenier because he not fronting. This nigga sent me this story on Instagram. Most niggas be trying to act like, nah, I don't watch Housewives. He dead sent it. Like, yo, what's up with your girl Porsche?
I really don't, you know me, I don't really watch, I don't watch reality TV, but I did, you know, I mean, it came across social media, so it caught my attention. And I'm not going to front, I'm just knowing Porsche's history. I'm like, wow. Like,
she did bad.
Yeah, she did bad. She's super, super, like, she's a beautiful woman. Like, yo, don't get it twisted. She is so beautiful. I like, she's, I mean, brown skin, chocolate thang.
Okay.
But, nah, I'm just like, when I heard the situation, I'm like, I wanted to hear, you know, different females' perspective. Because, you know, a lot of times, as people, as individuals, we don't like to take accountability. And we make excuses for shit that we want to be okay. We'll make excuses for it and let it slide. So I'm like, let me hit up D and see how she feel about this poor situation. And then, you know, and to my surprise a little bit, he was like, nah, that's my girl. What she did bad. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Nah, I still fuck with her. Like, she's too lovable. I can't say I don't fuck with Porsche. I'm not watching that. I hate her. But sis did bad. Like, come on. That nigga's ugly. Nah. He was in his wife's house. Like, it's just double fucking whammy. Like.
And then we find that wasn't really my friend. Like, I get it, but you broke bread. And then y'all ain't get. And it's like, all right, I try not to put a time to, you know, everybody's story, everybody's situation is different. We know that clearly. But come on, Paul. Come on, sis.
Yeah, she's talking, oh, it's only a month. They ran the clip back. She was in her house smoking hookah. Yeah. Hookah. Hi, mad phony. Brought her sister over. Like.
Come on. But this is regular everyday shit though. Like, I don't understand why we think that this is such a prize and shit when we do this on a regular. And I mean us as a people. Yeah. Like, we just, this is regular shit that happened every day. How many people we know in the project share baby daddy?
Okay.
Tell me niggas and girls together. You wasn't in the crib. You wasn't breaking bread. Y'all wasn't in the project days. You know, you got your different project days, barbecues, cookouts, birthdays. The whole project is outside for that. Y'all all know each other. Oh, that's not really my friend. You live downstairs or
yeah. But it'd be like that with girls, though. Because, like, you know somebody, but you don't know them. Like, you'd be like, yo, you know, like, what's up? You might see her. But you don't know. Like, you're not texting her. So, but Porsche did bad because she was, like, she was there with her. And it's on camera. So.
Porsche did bad.
And
ladies.
Then they introduced her on the show as her friend.
Come on.
So.
At least, and this is not an excuse, but at least with guys, see, guys, they'll hit it. We ain't really gonna run around wifing it like that. Some niggas are stupid. Don't get it twisted. But guys, they might, you know what I mean, smash, but they ain't about to marry him out. Like,
but he got 40 million in the jet.
You got 40 million in the jet.
Yeah.
Yo, I wonder how she feel because right after that situation came out, that story, the new story came out with another.
The Snow Bunny.
Yeah, Blanquita. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what they're saying. I'm like, baby, you know, I'm never going to take with any type of media, whether it's social media, TV, I never take shit for face value. So I'm like, whatever. I seen that, but then I'm like, let me do my own little digging. You know, sometimes you get it. I'm like, oh nah, that's really his whip though. That was really her. Like, that was really him and her right a few weeks ago. 2 weeks ago to be exact, it was. And I'm like, yo, Porsche probably don't even care though. That's the crazy.
She can't care.
She can't care.
That nigga got too much money and she probably like, I'm good. Like,
but every guy she's been with had money.
Frank, Hot Dog Man, he was worth like what, $4 million?
Hot Dog Man, you stupid.
Then I liked him though, Dennis.
Cordell, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he wasn't shit. But honestly, at this point, Porsche is like the black J-Lo. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like,
that's like, wow. That's good.
She's the black J-Lo.
But nobody don't be wilding on J-Lo. They rate her. Like, that bitch got
like
the
rings.
She
a goat. Yeah. But then when it's Porsche, but guess what? That be our own people doing.
Yep,
that's why I get mad at us. I'm like, yo, why we gotta, any other race do that shit? They'll have the conversation amongst themselves.
Privately.
Yeah. us, we gotta go and bash them all out. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, we gotta
it's like do better. Every time a black person do bad, other black people be happy to be like, yeah, da da da, back it up. Like, I'm gonna talk shit in private, but I try to like, you know, support my black people in public.
Absolutely.
You know, like, I'm gonna ride with you, and then I'm gonna say, nah, you fucked up. I'm not gonna be out here like, she a hoe, she been a hoe, you know, right. Shit like that.
Right, for what? What do we gain from that? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm on. We gain absolutely nothing from that. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely something that, the first thing that I thought about when I seen it. That's why, again, I DM'd you. I didn't even comment on any of the posts, mm-hmm. anything bad about it.
I was surprised when you DM'd me. I'm like, this mixed nigga.
You know what I mean? I'm human. I'm like I said, I don't indulge in this shit. Like, I don't watch it, but it come across, and it's funny. I'm like, oh, Portia, that's the homie. Let me see what's up. It's not like I didn't watch it once upon a time in life. I just digress from the shit, but mm-hmm. I'm still in tune with a lot of it. It's part of the culture. You know what I'm saying? I just know they consume me. But Portia, baby, you know what I mean? Do your thing.
Liquor? Was it look? No,
dude, oh, right, live your best life, Portia. Whatever, man.
Yeah, get that 40 million. You know what I'm saying? Take pictures on the jet.
It is what it is. It's all I would say or ask is, if you know what I mean, do right by your people with that 40 million. You know what I mean? Do right by your people. I don't mean give the money out, but do something positive and progressive for your people. You know what I mean? Do a little give. I'm not saying you don't, but like do something a little more than you would. Like, it's not coming out your own pocket. You know what I mean?
Wait, I got you. What you think Kevin Samuel will say about Portia right now?
Oh, man. You know what's so funny? I don't even listen to Kevin Samuel like that.
She's
I know
a
high
value
is.
Woman.
High value.
How about you, woman? Yo, because she look good, right?
Yeah, he wouldn't violate how he violate regular everyday women. I don't like that about him. Like,
that's not true.
He violated.
He violated Tammy Lee.
He violated Tommy, you mean Tommy, right?
Tommy.
He didn't know who he was, and she just called in. He didn't know who she was. And he gave her like the same advice he gives anyone else.
Yeah, because he didn't know who she was. If he knew who she was, his energy would have been a little different. And I seen a clip of him with some European woman. I don't know what, you know, I'm saying European because I know they might have been
kind of way,
whatever. The point was they were Caucasian, right? Or they were of lighter complexion than, you know, us. Oh, thank you. So they was, you know, touching on his black. He didn't know them. If you've seen the video, you get the context of the video. He doesn't really know him like that. And at first, he looked a little uncomfortable with it, but you can tell his response was totally different.
Had it been,
I don't jack that. And if you know me, you know I'm for my people. You know what I mean? Some might say I'm a little radical. Some may even call me racist, but like I always say, if I'm racist for loving my people, put my people first, then hey, fuck it. Sign me up, baby. I'm the pitcher boy. I'm the
key social media activist. But it's good. You're giving good contact, like shit that we need to hear. So
got to.
I can rock with it.
I appreciate it. But Kevin Samuels, man, unless you gotta do, I'm not. You know, you do your thing. But I would appreciate you if you're a little more respectful. It's one thing to be blunt.
Yeah.
You know, be blunt. Sometimes, like I was telling you before, like somebody told me, sometimes you have to talk at people, like at niggas. Yes, niggas. And I told myself I'm stop saying that word. But you know, y'all know what I'm saying. And for podcast purposes, y'all know what I mean. Niggas, sometimes you gotta talk at them because they don't respect nothing but you talking at them. It's because the way we are, how the shit is embedded in us, we're just that type of people. Like, we don't take shit seriously unless it costs a lot of money or somebody is really literally talking to you where you feel disrespected. Now you listening.
Yeah,
it's
now
weird.
You gotta respond.
Now you have a response. You know what I mean? So it's just,
but
that's
I mean, I said it before. I think the women who call up are delusional, and I think that it's a better way to tell people to get a wake-up call. You know what
right.
I mean? You don't gotta disrespect them.
Right. And most women are
Jason looking at me. What?
I'm just a producer, man. I just hit record.
Okay.
And tell me, move closer to the mic. Pause. Pause. But yeah. Excuse me, Doctor. Him and Doctor Umar were beefing.
Oh.
They had a little spat because Doctor Umar basically was calling him out for like.
Disrespecting
females, absolutely. His sisters, you know he feels about his sisters. Don't be disrespecting his sisters. Yeah. And basically quoting a lot of his things without referencing him or giving him credit for the things that he's saying.
We were trying to figure that out last time, like why they was beefing.
And I'm pretty sure it's probably more to the backstory, but that was what that was about. And I kind of, like I said, it wasn't about really picking a side. I just felt like, you know, people feel like Dr. Umar, for example, was like you said, he's begging for money for the school, but and they feel like he's stealing the money. People are scamming, but I personally don't feel that way. I haven't donated, so I'm not gonna front like I have. I need to, and I will. Matter of fact, I make it my business. Because when you're doing it, right, you're doing it because it's the right thing to do, because something you thought you was doing
righteous. Yeah, not to figure out what he doing with the
right.
money.
People that's always don't do right, but you give it to the church, right?
Right.
And let's come on, these pastors got on diamond watches and ring. You don't question that shit. And you tied your everyday check 20%, no problem, because God need that money, right?
But that's another story. You hear somebody want to open a school, then
right. I don't understand. An all black school, and now we got to question it. Like, you know how much money it costs to actually start a school? You know what I'm saying? Mind you, he didn't even build it from the ground up. He bought the building and the property, and it was ran down. That's one project in itself, is restoring that. But we don't, you know, we, like I said, we get 100% of our information from the news and social media without doing any of our own research. That's why I always tell us it's imperative to really read. Like, we have to do it, because we research things that aren't going to help us as a whole or as an individual. Like, right? We really don't. Like, for example, the Porsche thing, I went and researched that. But I'm okay with doing that, because I know I reached the same energy I put into that, I put two times over in the things that are more important. Yeah. So I'm okay with it. Yeah, right. And I try my best to share everything and provide context to what I share. You know what I mean? Because that's important too.
But he says a lot of radical stuff. Like, he said the reason we got our vice president into office to have better relations with India.
Yeah, that was wild. What about that? That was like way left.
Yeah, nah, but I agree with him though.
You think so?
Because a lot of times this is a lot of things again.
But she
black people
present
we
India.
Don't
I don't think that
we India. Don't like we don't it doesn't have, she doesn't have to present. Like, if you know anything about it, like, it's culture. Same thing with Asian people, they're deep in the culture, like.
But like,
as far
she doesn't
as,
represent like I guess Indian culture either. I just feel like Indian people aren't like, yes, America has a vice president, so I wanna, you know, an Indian vice president, I wanna like join Thai. I don't feel like that's.
And I can go with that, but the flip side is that even if it was the case, they couldn't present it as such, it would be too biased. So you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be too it would be too obvious. But a lot of times, and it's some of my closest friends, oh man, fuck politics. I used to feel the same way. Like, what, that shit don't affect us direct. It does though.
Politics
in general affects us because we don't know it. We think we know it because we watch on TV, but we don't know shit about it. That's why sometimes with me, I'm like, I'm still learning a lot, but I don't really tend to argue opinions. I try to be like, okay, listen, boom, I get you, I understand. And you know what I mean? I won't not validate what you're saying, but that's still your opinion. I'm telling you a fact because I know this is as a fact. And I can reference the fact from where I got it from. And that shit is important in knowing, understanding politics, because that's why when people say things like that, if you really don't know, you're going to be like, oh yeah, what? No, that shit sounds crazy. And even if it's not true, it may not be
true. I don't
think it's true. It may not be true, but you know what I'm saying? Again,
maybe
just
some truth to it.
Right.
Maybe.
Right. But better relationship with India, and again, everything, when he says things like that, he's talking about relationships, he's talking about money.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what it goes. And that's, so again, we're not talking about, oh, friendship wise.
Yeah.
He's directly talking about
money.
Money.
I don't know. That's hard for me to believe. I think some of the other stuff he says is true, but some of the things.
Yeah, everything he says is not true. Yeah. Absolutely. I would never say that.
But nobody is like that.
You know what I'm saying? Of course not. Right. 100%. I agree with you on everything he says is not factual. It's not Bible, but a lot of the things he does say holds a lot of truth to it. And again, like I said, it makes you. If you feel that way, and that's for everybody, I urge you to go look it up and do your own research to see why that may or may not be accurate.
Yeah.
Instead of just feeling how you feel, because again, you just feeling that way, that's again, is just coming based off of a personal feeling, which is opinion. Like, oh, I don't believe it. I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
So like, why though?
Yeah,
why you don't feel that way? Let me go and see why I don't feel that way.
It just seems like so left.
A lot of shit, but the way media is set up, you know, six corporations own 98% of the shit that's put out there for us to see. Six, that's not a lot of people. It's control of what we see, what we view, how we process things. So, of course, shit like that, most is going
to
seem
left.
Because
they don't want us to see that.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm just saying.
Fine. But keep it moving with
absolutely.
Black Lives Matter. You heard about that
man.
With Tokyo.
You know I had to go and post about that. And they had the nerve with all this Asian hate talk. And they got the nerve to talk about the whole, you know what I'm saying? And again, one thing about me is I'm super objective. Because I understand how it could be. Hell yeah. I understand how it could possibly, DK, be a distraction and take away, right? Of course I don't agree with it, but I'm talking about as far as the Tokyo Olympics. It is in Tokyo.
Yeah.
You understand? It's not like it's, you know,
it's in Tokyo,
right? So I get all that, but nah, pack it up. Especially when all they talking about in the U.S. is Asian hate. And where I live at, and I can speak for everybody here, all the Asian people, they doing good.
Chinese restaurants
is filled up.
What's happening in Tokyo?
They banned all political. Supposedly it was all political, but
no,
Black Lives. The first post I seen, they were saying like all political type of statement, you know, apparel. Then it went specifically to
Black
Lives
Matter, and you can't like get on your knee, nail, yeah, put you your can't fist up, nothing up,
none
like
of
that.
They don't want none of that. Or it's going to be consequences to that.
Yeah, or a fine or something.
And a fine, yeah, and that's absolutely absurd. I feel like all athletes should just dub the Olympics then. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's in Tokyo, correct? For 2020.
Yeah, it's in Tokyo.
Next year, the
absolutely.
Olympics?
Okay. Absolutely.
But no, that's, is it? I don't know. I'm asking. Is it next year, the Olympics?
Or no, it's this year. It's 2020. Year? Okay. And my thing is, if you know anything about Tokyo, like, I'm not even going to say Tokyo. That's me being incorrect, right? But I'm just talking Asia. About Asian culture as a whole. They don't fuck with us anyway. They make money off of us. Mm-hmm. How many Chinese restaurants, cleaners, liquor stores, all this they have in our hoods, and they don't put no resources or money or anything back into neighborhoods that enrich them?
And they low-key don't even be respecting the customers.
Low-key don't even respect the customers.
This your Chinese person.
Nails, ladies. Yeah. I forgot about them. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, what do they do? How do they put any resources back into that community that they serve, DK? Mm-hmm. But again, they word it like that.
My nail technician is Asian, and she's amazing.
Mine's amazing too. I fuck with Jenny, but I definitely want to. Yo, anybody listen to this podcast?
Your name is Jenny?
Yes. Her name is not really Jenny. Her name is not really Lisa. They just come in here and want to take American names. But any black owned nail techs on this that tap into this, reach out to me.
You know what? I'll be honest with you.
I definitely would start going to. I've been looking.
I know a bunch of black people doing like nails. I'll be trying to hit them up. Like, yo, can I? It's always a hassle.
You know what?
The Chinese is like, oh,
you know why? Because they own already. Exactly.
No, like, paying them. I'm like, yo, I will pay you full service.
You come into their house, or they like renting a booth in a hair salon.
Right.
It's like the freaking Asians have a monopoly on this nail
shit. Monopoly on that nail shit.
So like, a black person could work in an Asian salon, but then you're still really servicing like.
No, but it's like they do it on their own.
Exactly. So you got to come to somebody's house. Not the same situation. Like, say. That's why I go to Asians. It's bad, but I want a manicure randomly on a Tuesday. It's accessible. But like, I know somebody who does really good nails that's black. She's in Queens, and I got to make an appointment. I got to drive an hour and a half.
Absolutely.
That's not her fault.
Right.
I'm just lazy. But you know what I mean? Like, she does the best that she can, like, with the circumstances. So don't.
That's the setup of how. Is ran, like how this society is ran. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, make it easier. It's the same thing with, you talk about how, you know, I don't want to say poor black people, but how we eat, for example, the food that's accessible to us. It's the same situation. Like,
food
you know
tells us in the hood. That's exactly
it's
what
it's the
it
same
is.
Shit. It's the same. Everything plays a part into
they
this.
Don't like any fried chicken. Don't disrespect it.
Yeah, but they put that shit in the hood.
Yeah,
I love
you would
it, but
never
they put
catch
it in the
a
hood
Kennedy's.
Because they don't value, like, our health.
Right.
So, like, you know,
it keeps us sick, and that's another $1 trillion industry.
And all the good shit I want, because you know I like a lot of cheeses. It's like certain sauces, and you gotta go downtown.
Gotta go downtown.
This just sucks. Like I want to be able to walk out my house and get pesto. Yes, Stop and Shop. I need to put pesto in that shit because I love pesto.
Right.
Or like goat cheese. Like I got like it's weird, but like I can't go get that from my regular supermarket.
Absolutely.
But I can get. You know, I'm trying to think of something unhealthy, but I can't. But I can get the bullshit.
Right, absolutely. The bullshit is always accessible, man. They keep us sick in these hospitals and on medicine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what I say?
So the food that's in the hood, everything that's... So it's always going to be a chicken spot, a Chinese restaurant, lotto and liquor in every hood.
Yeah.
In the church. But anyway, right? So all those things right there, they keep this... You know, America infrastructure flowing because it's three trillion dollar gazillion dollar industries that keep America afloat and it's capitalism going and thriving is jails and prisons,
please no
hospitals and pharmaceuticals and who are the biggest what's the word I'm looking for, like who are the biggest consumers of these products and the people that are going to jail and the people that are taking these medicines and going to hospitals are. Definitely. Underserved black folks, people of color that live in the hood. I'm not saying you broke, right? By any means, I'm not saying it, but live in the hood, meaning you live below poverty level. Just because you live in the hood don't mean you broke. And I always try to say that because people take offense when they stop listening. I'm not saying you don't got money, but if you live in the hood, because people that live in the project got a nice project.
But I don't like that because it's like as soon as we get money, then we got to move out the hood. What's wrong
we
with
should
living
it, but
in
that's
the
fact. Because if we didn't move out the hood and we stayed here and we enriched it and we bought the shit up, then we control the narrative. Now we can make power moves, but we don't. We move out and move with them. And then once you move there, they move out.
Yeah,
and the property value drops down anyway.
Yes,
and we repeat the same behaviors over and over and over again. But what you said is key. See, you ain't telling me we should. That's, you know what I'm saying? RP Nip. That's what he was talking about. Buying up the hood. Like, let's not move out. Like, move a couple blocks away or move into the nicer part of town. Cool, but let's buy up where we, you know what I'm saying?
It's just hard though because, like, the hood is dangerous.
It is.
You know, the school sucks. So, like, you feel like you step up in life. You want to go somewhere where it's good schools, where, like, you feel safe. So, it's like you want to build it up, but it's not something that one family alone could do.
It's never going to be one family.
So, like, it's
but
just,
I talk about that with the schools, though. You know? I talk about that with the schools. It's a lot of stuff that we want, but we don't hold ourselves to a higher standard. Me, as far as, like, taking ourselves, being accountable, like, how many times you talk about these schools? And we have more power than we think. We just don't exercise our power because we're unaware. We just don't know. Like I said, being on these school boards. Mm-hmm. Being on the school boards alone, you have these policies coming across the table. You can veto these things if you're on the board, if you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because it's only, let's say if it's a board of 12 parents, like, they can reach out to other parents. And listen, we have this appeal because they don't want something about the pass through. We got this appeal. We got this, what do you call that? When you take signatures, I forgot.
Petition.
We have this petition. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get things done that way. Like I said, we have the power. We just don't exercise it because we don't take part in little things like that.
Or we might be working two jobs.
Or you might be working two jobs and it's just absolutely too busy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to do it. Sacrifice it.
Because
we find things to do. We find time to do other things. Like watch TV on Mondays.
Bye.
You know what I'm saying?
Bye.
Like.
I'm
not knocking nobody. Listen, I'll never front. I used to watch that shit faithfully, and one day I just couldn't do it. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, after a while, I stopped watching Housewives. I'm going to watch next season. But I didn't watch this season, but I seen that shit. I'm like, yeah, I got to
like,
watch
I had to.
But
I had to definitely, you know. But speaking of black people and, you know, trying to prosper and better ourselves, let's talk about this PPP list you was telling me.
Oh, free all my sons, yo. Free all my sons.
Free all
yo,
my
I got, like,
sons.
Two opinions on this shit. Because first when I seen it, I was laughing, like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. But then I keep seeing everybody like, oh, we caught you. You're not the police.
Right.
Why you think, because you know Boom. That, like, oh, you got the authority, you could arrest them. Like, mind your fucking business.
Again, number one, that's ratting. Why are you ratting? Like, you being a snitch. Like, what are we doing? That's number two, black people, again, why we always want to see the demise of other black folks? We thrive off other people's misery. Like, that shit is cool and it's fun and we laughing. And, like, no. First of all, my only complaint is everybody got that PPP loan. I could have did so much with the bread.
Yeah.
And I hate to people what do with their money, but.
What is a PPP loan?
Oh, Paycheck Protection Program for, like, small businesses who were affected by COVID. Then they get a loan. You know, they're supposed to pay their employees who they couldn't pay.
Right.
And a bunch of people, because it's not only our people.
Right, absolutely not.
Fake businesses.
Before you even, I'm sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Scamming originated with the white man.
Yo,
they've been scamming for years. They're still scamming us to this day. So stop knocking us for getting late to the scamming game.
Wait,
they've been doing
plug.
That.
Wait, shameless plug. This show Startup talks Come about on. White people and fucking scamming. I need to watch it.
Remember
it's
that
Startup.
Movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
He fucking was a doctor, a pilot, everything. They've been, and it's a real story. That's a true story.
Wolf of Wall Street?
No, not Wolf of Wall Street. I forgot what it was.
I don't
remember it, but if you watch movies, you're a movie buff, you know what I'm talking about. My son was a doctor. He delivered baby. He didn't go to school for none of this shit. It wasn't even wasn't even no Google back then. So he couldn't Google this shit. He had to read books. He delivered. He was a doctor. He flew planes. He was a pilot. Yeah. He made fake degrees and certification. Mm-hmm. They've been scamming. We new to this. We just got hip to this.
Yeah, and because we can't hip to it, now they want to lock everybody up.
Now they
want to
lock everybody up, give them super crazy Fed time. Like, come on.
I mean,
now.
I'm a little hating because y'all scammed and y'all want to sell it to us instead
right.
of half the price, three-fourths the price. But.
Right. Right. You know, absolutely.
But still, like, y'all just too hype about the list. Like, it was funny the first time, but niggas is dragging it. Like, let people. People want to eat, you know what I mean? Like,
and then, you know, people be mad because they got to go to, when I get it, you still got to go to work, but so, like, yo, you could have did it too.
Right.
You just, my thing is people, another thing I like about that, like, yo, share the wealth, bro. Like, you trying to, yo, black, we so, yo, that's another thing. And I'm always going to bring it there because I'm fake little doctor. I'm not even going to say that. I'm not him. I'm my own person. Now, I'm never another man, but I do, you know what I mean? I do, like I said, I respect a lot of things he say, but. We, like, that whole situation with the PPP, like, people want to share the information. Like, that's the one thing about black people. We like sharing information.
Well, they were selling that shit. I knew somebody who was like,
why?
I know how to fill out the application and I'll sell. Like,
white people will put, every other race, white, China, they will put each other on for free, monopolize it, and then sell it to other races for triple the amount as a whole. And they and that's why they 20
but I
times.
I talked about this last week that, black people, I think this is purposely done, but, like, we're divided into so many different ethnicities that it's hard for everybody to connect as a whole.
It is. It's
so,
a fact.
Like, there's, you know, like,
we all displaced.
There's Italians, there's Irish, you know, but we're looked at as just black, but there's, like, Jamaicans, Guyanese, and, like, they are their tribe, so they're more likely to put each other on versus us.
Absolutely.
As a
That's because they have it's an perfect. Origin country. Even the ones, like you said, the Caribbeans, they still have an origin country. African Americans, that's not anything other, because even if you notice, if you fill in the applications now, it'll say, like, if it's African American, it'll say stuff. It won't say like the islands, but it'll say, in matter of fact, some do say Virgin Islands, yeah. Some say, you know what I'm saying? So if it's, you can't, it's funny, if you, like I said, I'm referencing that to make this point. Like, black people, African Americans, we don't have origin country. Yeah. So that's why we refer to ourselves as black.
Yeah, and like, it's just hard. I feel like because of that, it's just hard to connect. Because, absolutely, like, you can't say, like, oh, I know this person's from here, so I could trust them. I could vouch for them. You know, like, maybe, like, at times might be like, oh, you from here? Right. I know somebody there, so you're more likely to put them on. That's another thing with, like, Hispanic people. Like, they collectively share something, so it's easier for them to be like, I'm going to put Pedro on.
Right. Right.
Every time so I go to a barbershop, a Dominican barbershop, and they're like, they start cutting my hair, the other barber be like, yo, you know he's Dominican, right? And then the other barber go like, really? Really? Oh, wow. ¿Por qué tú no me dijiste? ¿Cómo tú estás? Uh-oh. No, like, ¿qué parte que tú eres?
Okay.
They'd be like, they be asking me all these questions. I'm like, damn, now I got to answer all these questions.
I'm like, that's because they connect to you. They're going to hook up your shit.
And that's a fact. That's a but fact. That's
just... No. Now they just talked to do the whole fucking haircut.
Now they got a new friend. That's it, man. That's
yo, how's
it.
Work?
That's it, papa.
$5 off.
You stupid. But yeah, man, we gotta do better, man. Let's stop hating on each other, man. And man, like I said, like, and I get it. A lot of times, people have their own specific reasons for not, you know, giving sources. But
yeah, I feel no like reasons. Yeah, reasons. I can't think of one reason why you
people.
Can't
yeah, maybe a personal grudge or maybe whatever. Yeah. But again, like I said, man, we gotta do better collectively as a whole. And if we put, imagine if more people got on, they can't arrest all of us. That's number one. Like, yeah, they can arrest a million of us.
Well, I wish everybody who did get on, because you know, people was doing it together. They could like just make something for us. You know what I mean?
Right.
After school program somewhere we right. can hang. Just right. something for the hood. Like
put people on that you know trying to do right with the money. Right. You know what I'm saying? Put the musician where like, nah, I know he gonna do ABC 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy my Dior, but I'm gonna give him a list so he can start.
Yeah, like,
or
come
some
on,
shit
man.
Like that. Like, look out for your people.
The first thing we wanna do is start scamming our own people once we get, oh yeah, like, come
yo,
on, bro. Like, not even.
That
yeah,
shit. And they sell it on Instagram. That yeah, expensive. Like, yes, I'm tight.
Yeah, yeah. Shit nasty, man.
Alright, so I think we about
at
what 30 minute mark, Jason. Check time.
27.
Oh, 27.
We got 3 solid minutes.
Alright, wild card. What you got? I should probably be thinking of something, right?
I don't know if you heard about the story about this. I forgot. Oklahoma. This dude was arrested for killing a white dude for trying to rob burglarize his business. Right. So his business was a marijuana growing business, yep. Right? I'm not saying it was growing, but it was a marijuana business.
It
so
was like
they,
a plant, like
he
grew marijuana. Yeah.
So the narrative on this news is that man arrested for killing.
Person who robbed him,
but he was arrested for you know, for whatever
selling weed, yeah, or something like that,
some shit like that. But the truth of the matter was, he had a license to grow, but during COVID, it expired. He already had sent the paperwork in to, you know, do whatever, but it still is not complete. It's not finalized. So it's bullshit. They just mad that he clapped a white intruder and it was justified, and they don't like that. So they was going to try to slay him anyway because they know he wasn't going to go to court for that. And it's just funny how, like I said, you know, we know what time it is, man. And if you don't know what time it is by now.
He was telling me they showed his picture only. They only showed the black guy's picture. He's in jail now. And then I think they also said that you cannot go to jail for protecting your business if it's a legit business. But if it's not legit, then you could go to jail. Right. So that's like how they roped him up.
They're trying to come on, man. Like let's get some of our good, you know, lawyers and leaders out, you know, help this brother out, because that situation is crazy.
Because I didn't see that anywhere.
Yeah, that's why I reposted it when I seen this story. I reposted it yesterday, just the snapshot, the screenshot of the actual, you know, post, and then today, when the full story came out and somebody broke it down, I'm like, let me listen to the whole thing.
Kind of
yeah, like I should, right? Like breaking it down, like piece by piece, like understand when I say about how they control the narrative and how we get 90% of our information from the news solely, and it's just not it.
And it's like, the information they want us. They
right, have. And it's like controlled, like, you know what I mean? So again, man, we gotta definitely get in tune with things, but we definitely.
Why are you touching knobs?
Oh, damn, son. Like, why you have to point that out?
He took his glass off everything.
Yo, like, what are you doing? Oh, did I mess up the volume? Testing.
Oh, nah, shit. It sounds good. No. Oh, the volume is good.
You're about to touch a knob. You're about to turn something.
Yeah.
I'm fucking shit up. So we're going to wrap it up. Trinidad, give out your IG again.
Yes. Back to My Roots. That's BACK, the number 2, My Roots with a Z at the end. Follow me on Instagram, Snapchat.
Everything
is the same thing. Back to My Roots, man. I appreciate everybody. And you know my motto, if not us, then who? Who we waiting for? Because ain't nobody coming to save us, man. Ain't nobody coming to save us. You heard what Kamala said.
Oh, God. No, we're wrapping up. We're not getting into her again.
America isn't racist.
All right, we out.
Chucks and pearls my ass.